the last 2 weeks we were being Isaac. The kudus of balance within the sugya of chesed. Tonight we want to be mamshich. It's not dafka mugbal to chesed, but the sugya that's negate the balance becholis in midas avodas amidas midas tovus. I want to talk about a big yisoidus of Yisrael Salanter in our Yisrael. Kiyadua Yisrael is one of the people who were maimed Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Midas and Avoidas and Midas, Kolov and Midas. And tonight I want to discuss one of the big Kololim he's Shelzavek in Midas. It's Mamish, an unbelievable Dugma, which we're trying to do the whole Zman, specific Dugmois of this Sugi of Balance. And we're going to see, Befrat, we're going to see Hashlomah. It's Hashlomah, the same Nakuda we're seeing. We're going to see Klar, a beautiful illustration of the whole Mahalach of the Sugi of Balance, like we're telling it back. In the middle of Simon Lamed, the Geras Lamed, of Yisrael, Shtelzavek, a special klal, specific klal in Hilchas Midas, which I like to call the double standard of Rabbi Yisrael, and it's exactly the opposite of the regular double standard. In general, people have a double standard, is they respect, they expect everyone to act, you know, the proper way, with good Midas to them, and they treat everyone else with bad Midas. And Rabbi Yisrael says the exact opposite. So obviously we're working on Midas Tovus. But Rabbi Yisrael is Mechadish that because Shoyne, we'll see, we're going to read inside. Because Shoyne, he says, Rav Midas Tovus are all what's been a gear the person benoidlum ben atzmai. But the same exact Midas Tovus you're using for yourself, legabi yenim, legabi benoidlum ben chaver, you have to use exactly the opposite. That's the Klal Gadol, and he says, because Shoyne, Rav Midas Tovus. The Hainu, there's a musig of binolam the ma'atzmai. There's a relationship that a person, how he relates to himself, his own velt. And then there's binolam l'chaver, b'chlad, there's binolam l'ishtay, binolam to his children. Zokta b'Yisrael, there's an opposite, there's an exact opposite relationship in how you're supposed to use midas. Let's read a little bit, and then we're going to start taitch as we go. V'yoyser kovi b'b'chinas ha'tikun, u'b'divrei ha'midas. Kizeh klal gadol means. Klal gadol means the klal. It's a guiding rule. Sheroiv midas atoivis, himarak b'mashin egeal le'odam atzmai. Ochein b'mashin egeal lechaveroim, hachoiv lehishtamish b'chol oiz b'yipucha. The same exact midah that you're using for yourself, you're mechuyiv to take that midah, turn it exactly upside down, exact opposite, and use for your friend exact opposite. And we're going to see this governs Roiv Midas Tovus. Unfortunately, tonight we're not going to be able to cover this. It's endless, the amount of Midas come out. Every Midas Tovus we're going to talk about tonight, maybe 6, 7, 8 different Midas. Tried to give examples. Let's see the ones that Yisrael talks about and let's start to touch it up. Kimoy, the first example. Levroyach min ha-koyavid u-midi yakar. We're talking about Midas Tovus, we're not talking about average people. We're talking about someone who wants to work on the Midas. An average person, whatever, just trying to get by in life. Someone wants to work on his midas, make himself pure, make himself sholem, make himself like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the major midas tovus is levroich min hakovid. Kamamorim Chazal. Ki tovus hakovid toitzias odom in oilam. Chazal say, tovus is one of the things that's moitzi odom in oilam. So someone who's boreach min hakovid, who be'etzem makes by himself that kovid's worth nothing, that kovid is a harmful thing, it's something that could get to his head, could get to his heart, could cause him to go krum, could cause him to be lured after all kinds of bad things that are not really emistic things. So he's constantly working on being bereich min hakovid. Oh, so that's beautiful. Between me and myself, kovid is garnish. Ochim b'mashin egeel l'chaveri r'ormu chazal, eizel m'chubin v'chaber z'briyas. So now look, I'll be my friend, I'm going to say, okay, kovid is treif, kovid is nothing. No, fakert. L'gabi chaveri, he says, eizu m'chubin v'chaber z'briyas. Then you have to dafka be mechabit. I'm reading the vayel. We're going to be marichav in a few minutes. Haprishus, second example. Precious. We've discussed this earlier in this man. Ashei mailin is gov lebnei aliyah. Somebody who's working on the musig of taivas ma'itzias adam and oilam. He realizes that taiva, when a person indulges in taivas alam hazeh, it creates an atmosphere which takes him far away from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, like the Messiah Sharm says, it's marichis adam. From the Emes, Makadosh Baruch Hu, he realized also it could pull him away and do things that are destructive. So he's constantly working on precious. Hurak be b'chinas odom la'atzmoy. That's all. Like, I'll be a person between him and himself. One of the basic ideas of a good is that he's always trying to be native to other people. He's trying to cause other people nachas ruach, make them happy. So the other person, I'm going to start using precious. So to be so fakirat. He uses a lot of lashonis here. Hachoy prusha l'shtamik shtamish hepech ha-precious. You have to use with a mead that is exactly the opposite of precious. Let's say it's b'shvokim. You have to go out into the streets. U'b'choyv is kir. It seems like far out, into the far out streets, way far from the base medrash. L'chapeis l'malo is toivis chaver. Mikol shekein toivis rabim. Bain, he's saying, if you're mative to a yochid, kol shekein if you're mative to a rabim. This is what's called the klal of dover v'yifuchai. B'noi l'bein atzma, you have to have one midah, and l'chaver, you have to use another midah. Ha'inu azoi. Shots like this. Let's see Marachim, what he's saying. And then I'm going to read the Hemshech HaDvarim. The Yisrael is coming with Hanocha, which he's not speaking out. It also needs Harchava, the Hanocha, but we'll say quickly. Hanocha is that although naturally, the Teva of every human being, all of us in this room, everyone, every human being, we see, we've discussed this before, previously, that we see and we experience and we look at everything in life through our own self. The kli that we see the entire world is ourselves. Mibsorei echsei alekim, the pasuk even says, the way we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through who we are. Everything we see is through who we are. Now, one of the basic takdomas to Bein Adam L'Chaveira, and Bein Adam L'Chaveira is not only someone who wants to perfect his relationship with Bein Adam L'Chaveira, it's also be able even to have an average Bein Adam L'Chaveira. Anyone who wants to work with people, a husband to a wife, a parent to kids, a Rebbe, someone who's working with people, a boss, a therapist, anybody who's working with people, one of the first things he has to be aware is that he's automatically, when he's going to deal with other people, he's going to deal with them as if they were him. That's going to be automatically. That's the Breirat Mechdal. Without thinking about things, that's automatically going to happen. He has to realize and he has to constantly have an awareness that whenever he's dealing with people, he has to make an effort to enter their world. He has to realize he's going to deal with Shimon. Reuven's going to be his wife. His wife's name is Shemdi, but Shemdi's going to become mayor. He's not going to realize he's going to don her like he dons himself. He's going to don his kids like he dons himself. He's going to treat them like he treats himself. He's going to assume they have the same hanochas. You have to realize every mensch is a different welt. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. And you have to go on a switch on your head when you're dealing with other people. I have to make an effort to open up their world and realize their world. That's hanocha pshuta to every soul. He's not going into that. He's dealing with a different, tremendously different challenge. Here comes the challenge. Okay, so I have to have a friend named Shimon, a friend named Yankel. And now I have to realize Yankel's a different word. But what happens if I'm working on COVID? I'm working on being bereach mina COVID. So what happens if someone's working on bereach mina COVID? So what he does is, in Musa Seder, time, in his Vadim, wherever he's working on, he the whole time is being misbeinin and how COVID is garnished. How COVID is vanity, is sheker, it's worth absolutely nothing. He first sees how it's worth nothing, and then he starts to think about how harmful it is. It's not only worth nothing, it's not only doesn't make you a big person, if thousands and thousands of people stand up for you. I mean, how many millions of people stood up for Donald Trump? Does that make him something? He comes home to his house, and his own kids are not even machshavim. His own kids are not machshavim. I don't know, be a dia, but I'm a mishara, so. Yeah. So, does it make a difference that all the millions of people stand up for him? Did I give him anything? Does that give him anything? You look a little bit at the lives of celebrities. You look a little bit at the lives of them. You talk about COVID, how it goes to people's head. How it contorts people's lives. How they get caught. They start giving chashivas to COVID. And it pushes and makes them people who have no control over themselves. This is all what a person is working on. A bereich mina COVID is being mitzayer and working on. What happens is that all of a sudden the mayor Warsager starts being mavazik. Oh, whoever's working on COVID. COVID means absolutely nothing to him. It doesn't. It means nothing to him. And even mavazik COVID, he's like, it's nimas. It's what? Yeah? Okay. Now all of a sudden, his friend comes. A new friend just came to Yeshiva Samir. He left an old Yeshiva, came to Yeshiva Mir. And he's coming to him. And you have to be a mechabit, this guy. You have to give him COVID. Or a Yeshiva comes, the old Rebbe comes, somebody comes. How are you going to give me any COVID? If COVID means nothing to you, even if you realize I have to switch, but you don't have any shaykhs to COVID, you push it, you're working on. We're not talking about also a day. We're talking about someone a lot of people are working on for years. They're working on a long time on being bereich b'kovid. How are you going to be mechab again? Here comes this challenge. Dr. Yisrael, the answer is, you have to be able to have a hepich, a midah of what you have by yourself. I'm going to see b'hemshech. You have to have by yourself, taka, covet is garnished. But by yanim, covet is maridik. Precious. Precious, same thing. Precious. Anyone who's working a little bit on precious. Spoken about, you have to work out being on the ma'atzma, you have to balance yourself in your own sugya. But a tamal chocham, an oivet Hashem, who is holding and working on precious. He's healthy enough that he's able to work on precious and realize the milas of it. How taivas olam hazeh, the indulgence, the current that pulls him towards olam hazeh, indulging taivas olam hazeh, is not good for him, it's not healthy for him. He feels that he's able to rise above the taivas, and he's able to control that power and control. He realizes that's the emes. He's working on precious, and he's working on mizboinin, and all of these things are treif. It's there, but it makes a big difference. You eat for night, people, how much, spend hundreds of dollars on food, thousands and thousands of dollars on a suit. A person can spend $10,000 on a tie. Meshuga, he goes meshuga and he starts thinking about it, and he's schmoozing about it. Okay. So now all of a sudden, again, his friend comes to him, a special friend, kind of guest, coming for Shabbos, and he says, okay, I'm going to give you a piece of herring. What do you mean? This guy, he likes the geschmacka, whatever he likes. You have to know what's in. You have to know the difference between scotch and whiskey and bourbon. That's what this guy likes. What do you mean? Scotch, whiskey, and bourbon. I don't even know. I don't know why. Look at his grape juice. You know, the Israeli Yerushalmi Eden, Gan Eden wine. That's all he has. He doesn't have any musig. He's precious. So for a birthday present, he's going to buy the guy a Mesil Zesharim. Beautiful. You want to give by the geshmak, it's a mitzvah to be mative to somebody else, to cause somebody else nachas ruach. You're being oisim and precious. You have to go, Lashon of Yisrael is meritic Lashon. He says you have to go, Lotzeis b'shfokim, b'chayvis kiryo, l'chapis, l'malis, t'ayvis chavir, the mashmois of Yisrael is, if you really want to be mative to somebody else, you have to have a shaykhis to Elamazah. It's impossible to really to be mative him, but you have to have a shaykhis in your Elamazah. There's no way you can understand the guy. Kol Shekain, if it's someone a few doors younger than you, a few doors. So what's Rabbi Yomim Finkel going to do if a 20-year-old Bachar Nir comes to his house? What's he going to do? What's he going to do? He has no shaykhis to these in Yonim. The answer is he's going to have to get a shaykhis in order to be able to make it. It's not shaykh. He's going to have to be ma'uriv b'midas ma in Yonim Yolim Hazeh to be made of. The Maimar Muzgar, this is Yisrael of Yisrael. It's said over. It's not written any place in Torah's episode. They need them say over. That there were different other G'dayli Doris who had Nekudis. They were Ma'or on this. That L'chari L'fnei is Yitin Nechshu. You're going to give Yen a covet. You're going to give Yev a Taivus Olam Hazeh. So what's about some of Yisrael? That's him saying. That by Yenim, give him sushi. Give him wine. Give him this. Give him covet. Give him covet. Give him malach. That's what he's saying. Give him machshel Yenim. So they say, Rabbi Yisrael said, there's no lifnei evil leisitin mishul on midas. There's no lifnei evil leisitin mishul on yet. Yenis midas is his cheshbon. There's different nuschois. They say, Yenis gashmis is my ruchnias. He said, Rabbi Yisrael said, Yenis gashmis is my ruchnias. If I give Yenis gashmis, it causes mishul. That's not cheshbon. You give him a covet, he wants to work on not taking covet. That's a sugi. My sugi is to be native to him. But what are Yisrael saying? I'm going to see when open up now. He's saying Be'etzim that a person has to have a stira gemura, a davar v'yipuchay in the same person. He has to have, legabi himself, no shaykh is the covered. Legabi himself, he's parish miyolam hazeh, whatever, wherever you're holding. But legabi yinim, you're holding. Your mamish holding in the yonim, your mamish holding in the yonim. So first he brings a mocker, remember the chazal, the way he ties up chazal. He mentioned maybe this chazal. Chazal say that the Moshe Rabbeinu was called Ishalikim. Ishalikim. What's the lashon Ishalikim? Amar above it. Mechetzia v'lamata v'ish. Mechetzia v'lamala elikim. So Bishrol, this way, Taitsh of this fame, this is mocker to this word. The Taitsh of Mechetzia v'lamala elikim, Mechetzia v'lamala elikim, Taitsh of Bishrol. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu, im ki oya Ishalikim, kodesh, porush, mikol machmadi tevel. That which it says, Mechetzia v'lamala elikim, means he was in a certain way, Moshe Rabbeinu was less than Bar Nash. He was taka otherworldly. He was able to elevate himself. We spoke about this once. It doesn't mean he was born. He worked on it. He was avoida. But he elevated himself in a way that was less than Bar Nash. B'chol zeh ha'yechetze b'chines ish b'mashen igeal Yisrael atluyim alav. He had to deal with the tzibur. You have to deal with the tzibur. Wife and kids for sure, but he had to deal with the whole Klal Yisrael. If he is parush, if he is chetziv elikim, how could he be native to them? How could he understand them? How could he be mechabed them and be native to them? It's not shaykh. The Torah says, this is this dual, this opposite, this yachas dud study. He has been to himself, he was a shalikim, like everything else, he was a yish. He was connected to the vibes of mortal human beings. V'chein ki yoytze boi b'ruiv ha'midas. Zokter v'sol nochamol b'ruiv ha'midas, this is emes. U'befrat is the third dogma he spoke about already. U'befrat ba'nova ha'gdoil mikol ha'midas. Anova. What's someone working on anova? Anova, the whole time a person's anova, a person's focusing on not his milus. Well, obviously he's talking about someone who has self-security, who feels self-confident, that's not his problem. He wants to work on anova. He starts, the whole time he thinks about how much he's missing, how much he isn't perfect. He thinks somebody has to improve. How much his obligations. All of a sudden, Yena comes, Zokta Bisrol. Chalila lalila l'shtamish b'mida azu al-chaveru l'hafkis mi-malosoi. Your whole netir, your whole eye, you have an eye, you have a critical eye. An unav has a certain way, a critical eye on himself. All of a sudden, Yena comes in, someone comes and tells you about this guy, you say, he's missing this, he's missing that. That's not that story. The Torah wants to have a dover v'ifuchai. Oh. So now, Rabbi Yisrael is going to be marchiv in the Shurish Adorim, and the Lamez Boi name, this is a Shurish. Hashlom, we don't know Zman. His mom is going to talk about it. How do you do this? So first he starts setting up the Seder Adorim, and then he talks about where does the Koyah come from. Lizois. Tzorich ha'odom lamo lasez kniya b'nafshoi b'chol dover v'ifuchai. These words mean what we're talking about the whole Zman. You have to spend a certain time in life being Amel, life says, Kniya bin Navshay b'chol dover yifuchay. We've been speaking about this. In every sugya in balance, there are two different stodim. In the previous examples, it's Bericha mi kovid mitzad demitzidi, u mitzad sheni, the chashivas of kovid, how much kovid could do for other people, how much kovid could build other people. You have to spend a certain tkufa to make a kniya ben nafshoi. It means you have to be kinder the yisoid ben nafshoi b'chol dover yifuchai. We're speaking about this whole Zman. Now, that's be'etzem. Now, what's with lemaisa? Here comes the lemaisa. So what do you do lemaisa? But lemaisa, you can't be doing two things. So, Amish, this is the blueprint we're setting up. Listen to the lashon. Ulahargalas nafshoi. Then after you have the kinyan be'etzem in the zach, you have to be margal. Asher be'ez ki yidroish dover anegei la'atzmoi. When it comes to something that's by yourself, yis'ayru bekir boy midas and adrashas. This is what we mentioned the whole time called accessing. When once you have the right and the left hand, you develop them. Now, how do you use them? You could at one point be access one koyach. Vahepech yeshakuach menafshoi. At that point, you're totally focusing on one thing. The other one in the befoil, in the oilam befoil, as if it doesn't exist. It's dir be'etzem. It's dir by you because you worked on it. But at that point, when you're thinking about yourself, you don't have any chashivas of kovet. That's the meridika balance that you can have. At that point, when you're by yourself, kovet doesn't exist. Oh, but opposite. There all of a sudden, you start thinking about the unbelievable power of kovet, what it is, how you're supposed to mechabit a person. And the other way, the bricha min hakovet is tishkach min afshay. This is an example. We spoke about this in every sugya. Again, this is just the setup of that balance. You have to have the yisoidus of the midas, and you have to work on them. And then the juggling act before y'all is accessing one and shunning out the other one. Now he comes, and this is the challenge that we're working all his mind. It's hard. I'm just mutchering with this. He says, this is a result. Performs it. Al yibolev ha'odam al yishtoimim al amar is it. But Rishon performing. How could one person have two opposite things? How can a mensch, the same mensch, how could a Shlomo Zalman Orbach be a porush otzum, be benin ben atzmai? And when an almana or a kid comes to him, he could sit for hours upon hours, talk about the ruins, ridiculous things, so tremendous interest in the most trivial, minute things that he has zero really interest in being another Ben Atzmi. How could he do that? How could the same human being hate covet, be buzzed to covet, and then all of a sudden the other person, he's so into it, he's into the problem. How do you do that? Zokta Bissol, it's not a steer. Das is a mensch. Das is a mensch. Hallo enachnu roim tomit betchunas nevesh ha'odom dover vipucha. Zokta Bissol, the odom is the specific creation in this world that has the school to embrace it in himself, to be choyvit betoichoy, a dover vipucha. Va'odom ishtamish ben betivoy kol dover binyoni b'shaitoy. And he gives a mashal interesting. He's the mashal from Yoni Dalma, not yet Ruchinius. Hazichron v'ashichro koyoyte ben. A person has ability that's called to remember. It's a koyach and a mensch, memory. And there's a memory. There's a koyach called shichra. Shichra is not only mitzias. Shichra, a person can choose subconsciously to forget things. Do you remember something that you saw 3 weeks ago? Happened to you 3 weeks ago? It really depends. Always, but come on, always the times. It depends. If it's something that's important to you, it's good for you, you want to remember, very often you remember it. If it's something that you want to forget, you'll forget. So I don't understand what Rasulullah is saying. Do you remember everything that happens, or do you forget? Or you remember it, you forget. The answer is a mensch has two koiches. And he could remember 3 weeks ago's event, and at the same time, be shecheach a certain prat. Same as that, mind it. Because that's a mensch, dover vifuchai. Kengam bekoich adam laharchiv. We spoke about this whole time, breitkeit. Laharchiv koiches midas nafshi. Ulishtamish ben bedivar betovei dover vifuchai. Who Maimar Chazal, now he brings the koyach, the source, the root of this ability of a mensch. Where does it come from? So, because you have to understand, the mensch is a mod nebriya. Mitzad, the way Hashem created the yitzur, the creature that called the mensch, the briya of the mensch is something, mitzad atzmoy, he's a steer of two koyaches. Shtein Chazal, it's famous Chazal. B'shaz briya so'odam HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have a problem. If I create him total spiritually like a malach, he's not going to make it in this world. He's not going to make it in Olamazah. If I bury him in a tachtoinim, if I'm going to create him like a base beast, a beast, a bestial human being, totally like a goof, like a behemoth, it says over there, he's not going to make it to Yenevelt. He's going to get stuck in this world. He's not going to do his avoid. He's going to do Yenevelt. Elarini boyle me'elu me'elu. Rabbi Saul learns that this is the source of the fact that the Odom is created. He's a harkova of physicality, and the neshama elikai mimal of ruchnius. Since the Adam is created that way, that's why he has the school of the Adam nivra betchuna lazu shebekoich lesaken koich es nafshoi liyaz v'amash negel atzmoi muchter bekol amilois v'mailes doymel elyoinim porush mikol machmadi atevo v'amash negel lachayrim liyaz doymel etachtoinim ish margish v'yedea bekol machmadi atevo mori dekazach. You can have a tzaddik, Rabbi Noel ben Atzmi, he's a parish, and you see him working with other people, you think the guy's into the know, he's in the news, he's handling everything. L'chazik yodei rabim, yad rabim liyos daitim u'revis imoyim. K'mo yishom ha'chazal, o'ilam te daito, odam u'revis mabriyos. This is already the fourth dogma. Do you know what's going on, or do you know what's going on? We see this all the time, Rabbi Noel ben Atzmi, they worked on it, because they're so interested in the Rajba and the Ksois and the Rambam and the Messiah Shashar. So they lose interest. They really couldn't care less what's going on in Netanyahu or this. They lose it. They're connected to something more. We spoke about that. That means they elevated themselves. But all of a sudden, someone comes to them who is talking about this and this and that. They turn on their interest. They turn on the interest of this person. Murevis imabriyas, murevis milosh and taroivis. You cannot be mative possibly to the people unless you can misar with them. If you can't connect to them, you can misar. Dover vifuchai. This is the moiridik yisoid of Rabbi Yisrael. And the vayla we have, chazorah, on the yisoid we've been saying the whole zman, balance is not mediocrity. Balance is not a little bit of this, a little bit of that, is nothing of nothing. Balance is a shlemus of two things, of having two things, and the ability to use them at the right time. The mensch is big enough to use this. Zokter and Midas is like this. I'm going to go weiter. I'm not going to have enough time. You don't know. And every single, as well as Lashon Roiv, it sounds like there are exceptions. But it came out of every Midah Toiva. This is what? And this is what makes difference between average people, or middle people, and big people. The big people, when they worked on Midas, they were able to have this dichotomy of being neither being atzmai, they stayed one way, and the gabi other people another way. Let's take midas emes. We spoke about this during Shambayis Vadim. Midas emes, people think it's smaradikazach. But this is the same thing. Many people, they have midas emes by themselves, and they project it on other people, and this can ruin your ability to misachis and amachaver. To your wife, you project your midas emes on your wife, to your kids, to your friend. It's a murdik of art. Revolver. From the Amidim Revolver, they say over. So, important. He said, he said, Nechumashirin, Parshat Eschanan. A murdik of art. In the Pesukim of Parshat Eschanan, again to the Parshat, again to the Parshat of Matan Torah we just had, there's a vikuach between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu about what happened. Let's see quickly. Shteit Azoi. After Anoichi v'lo yilcha, the Eish Hagadol, v'atoymu hein haranu Hashem lekenu eskvoidev eskodlev eskoyle shemana mitoich Eish. Hayoyim azera inu ki yedaber lekimas adam v'choy. They saw an amazing thing that a mortal human being could have a Kadosh Baruch Hu could come and talk to them, and they can still continue to live. Something that's supernatural. But the ma'aseh now Klal Yisrael went down a madrega. V'ato they started to get scared. Loma nomos, ki sechleinu ha'ish ha'gdoi la'zois. Im yoysef ha'manachin l'shmoyes kol Hashem l'keinu oiv ha'mosno. This madrig of hearing Dibur straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael was afraid. They were more or less telling Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cool off the heat, we're afraid of the heat. Cool down a little bit. Ki mi kol boso sheshom ha'kol l'kim chayim edab retoich ha'ish kamorinu v'yechu. This is not a shtendek mahalach. We can't continue to live this way. We're not going to make it. Krav ato v'shamo. You instead, you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kol asher yomer Hashem lekeinu. V'atadaber. You're going to be an intermediary in between us. T'adaber elenu es kol asher yadaber Hashem lekeinu lech v'shamanu v'asinu. They said, you be intermediary. Moshe Rabbeinu says of this request, Hatashtem Rashi means Chazal, Hatashtem koichi k'nekeva. You made me into a nekeva. Nekeva means someone who can't be mashbia. Nekeva is a mekabel. I don't have what to give Klal Yisrael in this madrega. Pirush. State in the Svarim, the Goyim, you were yoyrid from the Madrega of Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma was a Madrega that you be'etzem will amala, b'seichel, amala from your comfort zone. Now you just went, the Goyim says, Marum is in the Pasuk, v'shamanu v'asinu. It's not Nasa V'Nishma, v'shamanu v'asinu, nishma b'nei Nasa. In Svarim state, this was the garin, this was the seed for the Chet Egel. This is the slow period when they started leaving the Madrig of Matan Torah and started coming more earthly, more normal, more. And there was a mokum for Moshe Rabbeinu held that there's something we have to mafkia, we have to force Klal Yisrael to go back up. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to Klal Yisrael and agrees to Klal Yisrael. Next pasuk. Vayishma Hashem is called Divrecha B'Davercha Ma'am. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling over Klal Yisrael what happened. Vayoyim Hashem Elai Shamati is called Divrecha Mazer Shadibir Lechu. Heitivu Kol Asher Dibeu. The time goes. The tiny good. Klal Yisrael's tiny good. Hitivu kol asher diberu. The tiny good. Mi yitein vel yavovim zeh lehem liyuro yisil yishma halavai. They would have tshuka at least to hear me through you. At least they would at least they're coming to the base medrash every day. They don't want to hear the highest madrig. They don't want to hear straight from me. But they want to hear. Halavai, this would be yours. So Bob said, I'm married to Gazach. You need to be a very big person to say it's Zakur B'Zvob. And over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the biggest Yisraelis in Chinuch. Father, for me, it's Hashlama. I didn't get a chance to say it in the Vada Mechinech. I wanted to listen. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling over Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the biggest Yisrael Zechinech. Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama lozen zei uns opnaren. Let's let Klal Yisrael fool us with their sheker. And Rav Volbe said like this, one of the biggest mistakes of Mechanech is the Mechanech always has a Bechina, a Bechira of MS much higher than the Mechanech. He has a much clearer picture and he sees the emes much clearer. The people holding longer, the lower than him, they have a tefis of sheker, manasseh, in the world of Kadosh Baruch Hu, sheker. Unfortunately, sheker isn't their metzias. But by them, that's their emes. In their nekuda sabachira, they can't get to that emes that you have. They can't. So in this world of where they're holding, that's their emes. The mistake is when the mechanech does not makir the emes about where they're holding. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw this was the nekud of emes that Klal Yisrael could get to. Maybe because of a chait, maybe there was shroshim. that brought to this, that maybe brought to the Chet HaEgel. There are chazals that say there was something missing in Klal Yisrael when they came to Mount Tur. But that doesn't make a difference. A mechanich who says, okay, this is the way we spoke about this in the Sigis of Chinuch. You can't learn Torah this way. Your idea of what a Ben Torah is mufrach, is sheker. He's missing out. But this is nagia to the Sugi of Yisrael. This is so hard. Someone who works on Midas Emes, someone who's Emes this, he despises sheker. I work with people who have this. They despise sheker. They can't be soivel it. When they see it in their eyes, they want to destroy it. Their wives are holding winakudas of sheker, and they can't deal with it. That's because they didn't work on the sugya of Abiswa. It's because they never developed the ability to have dover vifuchai. They don't know how to keep emes by themselves, and at the same time realize that by other people, you can't force your emes on other people. By other people, by them, it's not a chesaron in emes right now, because they're not holding by our emes, and this world has sheker in it. Dover vifuchai, by your mischanchim, by your kids, by your wife, by your friend, even emes. If you're two more midas, it's endless. Nekuda vachronis. Everyone knows that one of the basic midas toivis is a person learns not to be a kapton. The guy in your seat in base measures is sitting halfway in your seat. You can get all upset at him. Friend, bar to safer, hasn't returned to fit for who knows how long tongue. Are you going to get all upset? Nah, it's not right what he's doing. No, he's supposed to want to be a vachron, not a kapton. A neighbor is building where you shouldn't be building on you. You're supposed to want to be a vachron again. There's endless examples of what it means to be a vachron, a captain, not to be medactic. If you don't have this service, what happens automatically is that is extended onto your thing. Oh, I'm a vachron. Okay, so he was going to be a vachron. What's the difference if I turn it to him, I borrow money from him? I'm supposed to come for a meal for Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. I'll come a little late. I asked him for a ride. I told him to meet him for that. I'm saying very bekitzer, but this is my it's most people like this. Their midas toivus they have by themselves. They go to another person. No, dover vifuchai. All gedolei Yisrael are like this. All the ones that I know, they have this unbelievable dichotomy that with themselves they're not machbir b'chlal. Or by Yenin's money, Yenin's feelings, they make chesbonos ad kutzi shel yud with their own things. You gave me back $10. No. It's a steer. This is the result. It's a steer. Ish alakim, fish. This alakim, fish. A person could have two opposite things in himself. He can medaktik diktuk otsum with yen his money and yen his feelings. And himself, he could be, look, chashuv, what's it make a difference? The fear is one dugma, someone from the Vadim, the beginning of the, when we were talking about balance, he spoke about this to me when he. So I'll mention of Hemshech. It starts the opposite way. It's also very negative. I'm starting the Olam. The Olam itself to be Mamshech. He was talking about Dan Lekavschus. I'm saying about Unusach. The Mida Toivam Dan Lekavschus Legavi Achir. I'm starting. There's Dugma starting the other way around, coming back to ourselves. Dan Lekavschus is Mechayev a person to be very understanding of other people. Most Roy Ru with the time Dan Lekavschus, you can't be Matstik the Maisa totally. It's not that it's a Maisa, it's a Tzidkus. The Taich is, it's not. The person's coming from somewhere. The person. So, the meat of Dan Lekavschus is the tremendous amount of variety in this world today. He didn't come from all kinds of sources to understand, trying to understand everybody. You can understand this type of yid, this type of yid, this type of yid. The Dugman was talking about was a guy who came out and made a kiddush in shul, a very over the head kiddush, a lavish kiddush. And he came home from with him and his wife. And they had a suda stan lechavschus. In the beginning, it was like he was echled by the guy. And then all of a sudden, he started saying, "What could we try to figure out? What's good about this guy? You know, where he's coming from? What are the good? How many people he invited by the kiddush? How many people were there? Where's upbringing from? Kitzur." He started validating them. And then he said, like, as through the conversation, he started realizing he started so much validating what he's saying. He's like, saying that all of a sudden, there's a possibility for me now. The next time I make a kiddush, it's not a mufkatika thing. Before my conversation with my wife, I would never have in a million years having me to make such a kiddush. But now it's on a validated route he's doing, all of a sudden it becomes a possibility for me. I just said one seer, there's hundreds of seerim in this. And the answer is no, we need this to be small. You need to be an accepting person. I could give a whole long, we're in a rush, so we can't. We're touching each other, hit and run. It is a tremendous chiyuv for a person to be an accepting person. It's tremendously needed in our generation. But it doesn't mean that those things are accepted by you. It's not a stira to say the way Yene guy makes a kiddush is mufka for me. It's mufka. For me, it's mufka. For me, I'm an avarian, I'm an avlan if I do that. For Yene, it's gavaldik. It's not a stira to say the way Yene learns first Seder, or the way he comes in time first Seder, whatever he is, for him, it's kiddush. But for me, at the same time, it's mufka. But you're only going to be able to make that dichotomy if you have this davar feifuche. This, again, we started at the beginning of this man, we said, the sugya balance is negeh everywhere you believe. We're seeing in midas, it's mamish, if you're b'shoas, it's mafurish, negeh to roi midas. If you don't work on this ability, we're talking davar feifuche, you're not going to be able to make this davar. Mashe negeh la'atzmoy midas, toivois, porush mikol machma de tevel, mashe negeh la'cherim, you're totally in the know, you're totally connected, you're an ish, connected to his feelings. Thank you.